Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Does the Patriot Act crash, or does it continue to thrive? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Rand Paul filibustered against the Patriot Act and doesn't care what detractors say, doesn't like the idea that our information, all of our information, because we don't know a little this, a little that, hey, it's metadata, doesn't matter, is being pawed over. So he protested it, got a lot of flack, like I said, from fellows on the Hill and other people as well, and then got some support. But here's the bottom line. It's done as of June 1st. There will be no more information collected unless it is tweaked somehow. And that's part of the discussion. What can be done for surveillance that we don't have to go as deep? And the answer from the House was a different kind of bill saying, how about the telecom industry takes the information, they store it, it'll take 2 years for the transition, and it's not stored by the government. The government doesn't have it. How many television shows, including on CBS, The Good Wife, have made fun of that, where they're tapping into conversations because they hear the word terrorists, or they hear something from the Middle East and they decide to listen to the conversation, obviously elevating it and magnifying it to the 10th degree. But that's the problem. What Rand Paul feels, it's overreaching by the government. And if we just continue to give up that right, what does that mean for us? Perhaps at some point in our lives, something that is none of the government's business is pawed over because of the Patriot Act. I think the tweak may pass where it's the telecom guys holding on to it, but I don't know. June 1st is rapidly upon us. You know, we have what it seems like a handful of days left in May. And I don't think this is one where you can just say, well, let it expire. Mitch McConnell thinks there should be a Band-Aid and they should extend it for 2 months so that there's time to deal with it. You know, there never seems to be enough time for them on the Hill. Even though they have dates, don't they have chalkboards or whiteboards or scoreboards somewhere where somebody can change it every day and say, here's the 15 things that are expiring that affect every single person in America. So guess what, boys and girls? You have people that you represent because you serve as a representative of the people in your districts from your state, whatever level we're talking about. And here it is, June 1st. This is a big one. It's a big one because a guy named Ed Snowden risked it all and fled to Hong Kong, then seeked asylum in Russia so that he could dump out the information that he thought was anti-American. And it spread like a virus and embarrassed, frankly, some in the government and infuriated some of our allies when they found out that they were being tapped into. Conversations were being listened to. Even though, do we know that they spy on us and we spy on them? Let's be real, right? Probably. So Ed Snowden can no longer come back to the United States. He would be tried if he were, and he'd be thrown away somewhere with, you know, no key to open it back up. But that opened our eyes to what was happening at the NSA. And if it wasn't such a big deal, then why did they change policy? He had access to all that classified information, and he was basically a freelancer because he was hired not directly through the NSA, but through the company that they contracted with, the defense contractor that they contracted with, and he had massive clearance. So because of that, immediately with egg on their face, the NSA now has two people doing those jobs whenever there's sensitive information, especially. So it hacked them off. And they were caught, frankly, with their pants down. That's what happened. So now everyone in the world knows what the Patriot Act is, naturally. Of course, they knew that before, but now they know how far the Patriot Act can stretch to grab information. So it's either going to be the Band-Aid or the tweak. Which one will it be, and which is the best change? There has to be a change. So the House is trying to push the Senate into passing the surveillance changes with the deadline coming up. And maybe it does, but I think it's iffy. I think you could flip a coin. It might not happen. Might not happen. You might have missed this one. Remember all of the disastrous things that were happening in Baltimore after Freddie Gray's death? Well, a grand jury indicted the six police officers for that, and that'll be now months and months, of course, before anything happens from it, but they have been indicted. While that was going on, another strange thing happened, because we've got, in a couple of weeks, the Belmont coming up, which is the third leg of the Triple Crown. There's a horse called American Pharoah who has a chance to win the Triple Crown, meaning this horse won the Kentucky Derby, won the Preakness, and now here's that third leg. Why do you care about this, and why is it in the mix at the top? Because it hasn't happened since 1978 and Affirmed, a horse named Affirm, hit the Triple Crown. But this is why you care. The owner of American Pharoah was named in a lawsuit over a gambling debt. Nothing like a little publicity to highlight, oh, you've got money, and you owe us money, so we're coming after you. Look out. And yes, it's true. It's a pretty big lawsuit, too. He's been accused in federal court of owing $1.65 million to a man who supposedly fronted him some gambling dough. Ahmed Zayat is the owner's name, was sued for breach of contract by a Florida guy. It says that they entered into a personal services contract a long time ago, by the way, in 2003. Rubinsky is the other guy's name. Howard Rubinsky opened a $3 million line of credit for Zayat at Tradewind Sportsbook, which, check this out, is an offshore gambling website in Costa Rica. Don't they make movies about that kind of thing? So the New York Times busted the story out and said that Rubinsky pleaded guilty back in 2008 for illegal bookmaking with a couple of other people. And, of course, Zayat has acknowledged that he was friendly with the two of the other guys in that bookmaking operation. So, come on, horse, win the Triple Crown. Daddy needs some more money. I got to pay off my debt. Wow. $1.65 million. I want to make sure I got that right. $1.65 million. Yeah, once that happened, they knew, hey, there's some money there. We got to go after that money. Coming up on America Tonight, speaking of sports, there's a little shift in the NFL, and it has to do with the kickers. I think it's a big deal, but my guest doesn't think it's such a big deal. And he thinks people are making too much noise over it, but we're going to chat about that. And also a little business conversation with the great Jeffrey Haislett, who was once part of Donald Trump's stable on The Celebrity Apprentice. He was on the other side of the table, if you will. Plus, we have movies coming up at the tail end of the hour. More reasons to stay put. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on. You won't have to.
Well, welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you all know that I'm a huge sports fan, and we do sports shorts here on the show and talk a lot about sports. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score during the NFL season. The NFL, with a big announcement at the owners' meetings, they announced that the extra point is going to be kicked from the 15-yard line, with two-point conversions would still be at the 2-yard line, so they would remain there, right? So what does this all mean? It means the new rule gives the defense as well the ability to score 2 points in the returns. If you remember, before, under the previous rule, the ball would have been dead on the field. So with this rule change, so that we're all clear on this, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or a failed two-point try for a touchdown, they're awarded 2 points. Wow. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Ryan Berger joins us. He is right now in our virtual green room. He's the founder of The Berger Shop and sports guru. Ryan, so that is huge news. You know, things like this have been talked about, but I like some of the nuances of this. I actually really like this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's getting overblown. I'm not sure it's such big news in the game today that kickers are so talented that kicking a 32-yard extra point is not going to be an issue for just about every one of them. And then obviously you have the kickers who are actually kicking indoors. And for those guys, it's an actual shoo-in. So when I looked at it, I was sort of, you know, flustered, didn't really understand why they made this move. The idea is to make it much more exciting, much more intriguing, much more interesting for the fan. And I still think at the end of the day, if they're going to go for the extra point the majority of the time, and that really doesn't need to be watched. And this will be revisited very quickly and most likely modified again.
Wow. So, I do agree with you on that. I think that it probably ends up getting modified. Absolutely. But the idea was, and this is the whole thing with the NFL, and you said it, is they have to come up with ways to keep the game interesting. And that was one of the things that was talked about, because intentions, especially for a lot of the younger fans, there's other pieces of entertainment that they could turn to. Although I still think the NFL is in good shape, but they don't necessarily think that. Do you think the NFL is still the number one sport for most people in America? I mean, don't you think the NFL rules with fantasy football and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's the number one sport, and the ratings, the numbers are enormous. When again, we're talking about the off season right now, and of all the sports going on, major hockey playoffs, major NBA things, the whole conversation right now is the NFL with Deflategate and now into the rule change. Again, it's a very minor change, but because there's so much attention paid to the sport, it becomes one of the biggest stories out there. The fact is the sport dominates the culture and the society. The sort of one day a week idea, although there's now a lot more primetime games on a Thursday night and Sunday nights, are rituals in the country. And of course, when you look at the sport, it's surrounded by the fan participation via fantasy football, gambling, and again, these sort of rule changes all apply to all of that. Now, the ability to sort of a defense to run it back, as you said, is a fantasy football opportunity for your defense. The Vegas will be releasing props and all kinds of gambling lines, I'm sure, on things such as that. So the league is all about sort of, at the end of the day, making as much money as they possibly can. And the ratings help all of that, and if they can find a way to keep much more people interested in every single play possible, whether that's through predicting it, having a bet on it, having a player through fantasy, or simply just watching it, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's why, fantasy, they really embrace that. That's why we see all the individual stats and that crawl across when you're watching whatever game it is on whatever network you're watching. They always put a premium on it because they know so many people are involved in fantasy football. Were you surprised?
Well, if you took fantasy football, gambling, and alcohol away from the sport, I'm not sure the actual sport would exist. So, that's the DNA of the sport today.
I like that DNA. It is. That's what it's about. I met a guy that used to supply a lot of information to the announcers on CBS, and he would FedEx all the information, every possibility with the games that they were covering, and they would go out to all the individuals who were announcing whatever game they were announcing, play by play in color. And it turns out, the whole thing with him was he was in Vegas and he knew the lines. He went to MIT, but he was a lines maker. He was an odds maker. I thought, isn't that interesting? The NFL poo-poos the gambling thing, but really, you and I know, and you said it, they're embracing it, because what would you do if you didn't have gambling on the, on the NFL?
Well, I mean, to each his own, but it's the sort of thing where, again, it's all about the revenue. So the spreads and the fantasy players are the reason why people tune into 45-7 blowouts. You want to make sure that your wide receiver, when you're down 30 points, is getting sort of make-up catches so that you can get back in your game, or you could compete to win your fantasy game. Meanwhile, the real game itself is a blowout, and most people are changing the channel. But because you have a fantasy player, or because
somebody
might have a wager on the game, you're watching it, and therefore the rating become bigger and bigger, and therefore the advertisers are paying more. So the league isn't stupid. Goodell makes $50 million a year. He's a very, very smart commissioner. He's been able to figure out a way to have the NFL on CBS, NBC, and Fox. He's on every channel there is. And he's really sort of maximized the game from a TV perspective. When you think about the sport today, there's no sport that's better on the television than football. And that's one of the challenges the league has over the next 5 years, besides concussions, is why would you go to a game today? You sit in the freezing cold. People are drunk as could be. They're screaming left and right. It's uncomfortable. You don't know what the instant replay, what they're deciding. The whole thing stinks. There's traffic. You can stay home. You watch the game on a 60-inch TV. You got your iPad next to you. You got the dish with all the games. You know exactly what the replay is. You're watching it in HD. It doesn't pay anymore to go to the games. And that's the biggest problem that the league has. And that's why they're trying to make decisions like what they announced today, because they have to find ways to keep the excitement brewing and keep the interest and intrigue in the sport.
Yeah, I agree. The Patriots, the big action there, and you know this already, the other day Robert Kraft says, yeah, I'm not going to challenge anything that happened. I'll just let it stand. Were you surprised by that?
Well, there's clearly a conversation that he's had with Goodell and the league, and they wouldn't just decide out of nowhere after fighting this to decide to drop this. There's clearly a decision, a deal that is going to be made, and unfortunately, some games I imagine will be taken off the Brady suspension. But you know, in my opinion, New England has pushed the boundaries several times. They've been caught, and now they've been caught again. They cheated. And they didn't sort of go help out the investigation and made it a lot worse. Brady deserves what he got. I do understand the way the league works, where there'll be some sort of deal and some games will be taken off, but that has to do with sort of the conversations, I imagine, and the deals between Goodell, and the Patriots, under the table.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. No doubt about it. We still have a long ways before we jump back into the season again. Ryan Berger, sports guru. I know. It's like a drought. You know, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching the Rangers and the losing overtime tonight in New York. And LeBron take over in Atlanta, and all everybody wants to talk about is kickoff of the Pigskin.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I'm the all-around sports fan, so I've got my eyeballs on all that kind of stuff. I love the whole Rangers Lightning series, especially with the Bolts owner saying, hey, you can't come in here with your Ranger gear in Tampa. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we travel everywhere. We travel everywhere.
Exactly, and so many New Yorkers live there, too. It's hilarious. Ryan Berger, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot of fun to kick around with him, and it's true. He's right about that. It's interesting because the focus is on anything that the NFL does versus, you know, look what happened with Cleveland beating Atlanta 97-89. So what's the scoop on LeBron? I keep getting asked, do I think LeBron is going to win? Do I think Cleveland's going to win the whole thing? And I do think they're going to win the whole thing. Then you have Tampa Bay in overtime getting by the New York Rangers, 6-5, the final score there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Andrea Reynolds about the things you need to know before you decide to go down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going? He's about to walk through that door, I just don't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, he's sitting with some friends talking in.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold, and of course as the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, Adapt, Change, or Die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point and we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement's got to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset. This says, I'm never quite, happy with everything the way it is, and you want to keep improving it. Because I think that's the way real great businesses are built. They keep looking for a different way to change the widget or to sell the widget or to service the people with the widget or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent, and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business, and that is to solve a problem, to fix, to save the world or to just, to maximize the most profit or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, I can't probably say it in your show, but, came up with that, it was a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? And I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we operate from 8 to 5 when, you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. I don't have time. I've got to bring my car back on Saturday, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things. And we forget.
Yeah. And the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, adapt, change, or die. And that's a theme. I just want people to take it. I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. Think big, but act bigger. And stop, letting things, stop you, and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. So, and you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. When a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good, pretty good. Love it.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, I've been there before. When I bought and sold all these companies, some of them I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own, but I've always been an entrepreneur myself, I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? I got to be honest with you. I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, but especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and the, in the middle seat. But, but that's life. I didn't have much of a problem with the transition because I try to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms. Get in there. Make it nice, you're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have on your cell phone?
Well, it's just changed. Yeah, I mean, I used to go to, meetings, and, what they were trying to do was protect film. And I mean, that was the mantra inside the company was protect film, protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, so it was to say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, it's dead, cause you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, when was the last time anyone in this room? And the people that worked in the company bought a roll of film and maybe one or two hands would go up. You go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film, And that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property, of making moments, you know. You know, I call it M3 I squared, make, manage, and move images and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that role of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. You know, they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, but you know, there are other companies. They you know, Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left them 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody when they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. That's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You've interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, csuitetv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, all of our pizza sucks. Well, who in their right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, I know we're, you know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend, and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's, and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around, and I say, well, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. And someone did. And I said, well, what happened, you know? Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was a mitigated disaster. And that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that, you know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I kind of like to know how you're going to do that, you know. So just me asking questions, things that I think most of us want to know, and I just ask them until they tell it.
And, yeah, you get to peel back the onion. You're peeling back the onion, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think I go in there with a lot of preconceived, you know, like, oh, I got all these questions. No, I just kind of let it flow. And it's always an interesting story. They've been highly visual. You know, we shoot with the very best cameras, the very best teams, you know, but we use things like plexiglass and things like that to give us some really good I don't know what's the secret of the trade there. You know, I'm the only show with plexiglass, you know, so I'm feeling pretty impressed. Yeah. So we just have some fun, but we really try to make it very visually stimulating and exciting because I like to do good things, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Jeff. How can people catch your show?
Oh, just go online, csuitetv.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, because it's like sweet, as in a place, as in not sweet like me. csuitetv.com. That's where you go. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
So how about it? Are you ready to go to the movies? I am a huge fan of the movies. However, a lot of the times I was talking to Kyle. Kyle, are you there? Our technical maestro for this evening who has stepped in. Are you with us, Kyle?
I was watching TV.
And he and I were talking off the air, right, Kyle, about how interesting TV's gotten. But we also stream movies more than we probably go to the movies.
I can't recall the last time I've purchased popcorn at a counter.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Because of the way technology is, you can wait. It's cheaper anyway. You can wait and watch all your TV stuff or do whatever else it is you're doing.
I hate reaching for the remote in the theater because I'm just like trying to push something.
Yeah, and then if you don't like what you're seeing, you can just turn it off. If it's terrible and it's not what you thought you were getting, who cares? You can flip it off, and that's a big difference. It's harder to walk out of the theater, although people do, but it's a lot different when you watch it from the comfort of your own home. So coming up, we've got Tomorrowland, Poltergeist, and Aloft. A lot is being made of Tomorrowland. In fact, I was reading a lot of publicity on it. And it's a George Clooney deal, and it's kind of being trashed. We'll let you decide as we pull back the curtain and let you hear a little of Tomorrowland.
When I touch this pen, I saw this place. place amazing. And I felt like anything was possible. And then it was gone.
What do you want?
I want you to take me to the place I saw when I touched this.
Where'd you get that?
I know that you were there.
Who are you, kid?
They followed you here.
Who?
John Francis Walker. You are now harboring a fugitive element. Release her to our custody. You have 1 minute to comply.
Thanks.
Don't thank me yet. Tomorrowland. Here it comes.
So here's the deal. Science fiction, you can tell. It's rated PG. There's some familiar names in it. George Clooney is one of the stars. Britt Robertson is another. Hugh Laurie, if you remember him. He's in it, too. Catherine Hahn's in it. Tim McGraw's in it. Blah, blah, blah. But the superstars don't necessarily make it. Does it really hold up in the sci-fi world? And I think that's where some of the complaints have come in as to whether or not it really fits in the sci-fi genre. Let's put it that way, because a lot of people in sci-fi, or a lot of people who are into sci-fi, let's put it that way, are picky. And can you blame them for being picky? There's some good stuff out there. And this is what Kyle and I were talking about at the beginning. You can just stream it at home. So why would you go and watch on the big screen if it wasn't any good? Poltergeist. We long for Poltergeist. So here it is again, a different version.
First things first. Your daughter is here, and she's alive. This development was built on a cemetery. But this isn't just a few pissed off spirits. It's the poltergeist. They are trapped and desperate. And money is their ticket out.
We just want our daughter back.
The door to their world could close at any moment.
If that happens,
we've got to go in and get her out. I want you all to clear your minds. They already know what scares you.
Okay, so I think we get the gist of Poltergeist, right? Similar to ultimately what those movies were in the late 70s, and I think it probably finds its audience because we reminisce. for what we really, really liked. And Poltergeist was good, the original. I would suggest, in looking at the previews, you watch the original. Some cheesy things, but some things that still work. All right, this is completely different, and it's called Aloft.
You guys love each other, right? So you have to be there for each other. Always. Once I knew a man who was overwhelmed by his own suffering.
Only the one who needs healing.
To survive, he thought he would have to escape.
Ivan, you don't have to say goodbye, but I'm still going.
Who's that?
It was Shredding Secret. She's your mother.
I want to go with you.
For a long time, he walked.
All I know is that my little brother was sick. She couldn't heal.
What he didn't realize was that he'd been crossing a frozen sea.
How could a mother abandon her son?
Look at me. Look at me.
The ice broke. And he fell. Frozen as he was, he let go.
She doesn't heal people. You know that, right?
No, I don't, and neither do you.
She instilled in you the idea of love as a means of healing. In the end, he surrendered to life. And freedom.
All right, so Aloft is a drama. It's an R-rated film. Jennifer Connelly is the star in this, and it's a mother who abandons her son 20 years ago. Now she's a famous artist and healer, so naturally a journalist tracks down the son and sets up an encounter that will make them question their lives. Sounds very deep and very boring to me, although it did do well at the 64th Berlin International Film Fest. I say skip Aloft, no offense. I like Jennifer Connelly. She's been great in a couple of movies that I liked. But I'd probably skip this one, stay home, and catch up on some of the TV serial watching or binge watching you might want to do. Cheap movie review, you can send me one, americatonight.net, if you go to the movies, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Make it count, everybody.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.